Okay, so the limud today has been donated, dedicated by Joel and Henshi Wadler in memory of Stanley Fuchs, or Yisrael Menachem Ben Chaim Meir Fuchs. It is also donated by another sponsor, Eliezer Chaim Ben Shalom Ben Amor, in memory of his father, Shalom Ben Elazar Chaim. Ravini of this week's parasha has the beginning of Yaakov's final words to his children, his brachot. Now, the brachot of the first three children are called hardly brachot. Okay? They're really settling certain scores and reviewing certain disagreements that Yaakov Avinu had with them. The most famous of them is Shimon and Levi, where he had an argument with them many, 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 many years before, when they were basically, you know, young men, possibly still teenagers, where they went and they took the law into their hands, so to speak, and they killed the people of Shechem and saved Dinah. And Yaakov Avinu criticizes them, saying that was reckless, okay, that that all the nations around are gonna gather up on me, v'nishmati ani uveiti. But the Torah gives Shimon and Levi, back in Parashat Vayishlach, it gives Shimon and Levi the final words, and they get to say, hachazonah yaseh et achoteinu, right? That's where the argument ends there, meaning he gives them saying, listen, that was dangerous, you know, they're going to get us all killed. And their response is, HaChazonai yaseh tachoteinu, will our sister be treated like a harlot, right? And that's where the Torah leaves it, okay? As if they won the argument, because whoever gets the last word wins. Yaakov Avinu doesn't let them win that argument. Yaakov Avinu reviews it, and he says, Arur apam ki aza ve'vratam ki kashata, echalkem ve'afitzem b'Yisrael. Okay, as Pasuk before, Kiba Pram Arguish Vachamatami Grushor. Right? Meaning he criticizes them, saying, your anger just led you to do reckless things. The Ish is probably referencing the Maaseh of Shechem, and the Shor is probably, though not for sure, referencing the person whose tribe symbol is Shor, which is Yosef. Now, the end of the Torah, Parashat Zot HaBracha, we get brachot again, this time by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to almost every tribe. One tribe he leaves out again. And what tribe doesn't get a bracha in Zot HaBracha? I hear you saying the answer, you say it out loud. Shimon, right? Shimon doesn't get a bracha in Zot HaBracha. Which means Shimon didn't get really a bracha from Yaakov Avinu. Nor did Levi, nor did Reuven. But in Zot HaBracha, everyone gets a bracha except Shimon. Okay? So Shimon, you know, he gets snubbed twice. Levi, on the other hand, gets M Zot HaBracha praised by Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Levi amar tumecha v'urecha lish chasidecha asher nisito b'masati v'yobe b'yiva. And there it says, ha'omer la'avi v'limo lo riti v'techav lo akir v'panav lo yada ki shamurim atecha v'ritcha imtso. Now there, it talks about how Levi, during Chet HaEgel, didn't take any calculations, Avivi, Molo, Ekir, Banav, Yada, they didn't care if someone was worshipping the Egel, they joined Moshe Rabbeinu to go and fight against them. And we see there that same trait, taking the law into your own hands, of fighting that Levi had also in the first one. Here he's praised. Now what's the difference? The difference is, Shimon, in Mizot HaBracha, right beforehand, had Chet Baal Peor, which Zimri ben Salu took the Midianite. And they were basically very much the ringleaders in that Chet Baal Peor, which is probably why Moshe Rabbeinu skips them. He didn't feel that he had it in him to give them a bracha. And sure enough, what ends up happening to the tribe of Shimon, they dissolve. The last mentioning of Shimon in Tanakh basically is like the first I think, first or second parak of Sefer Shoftim, where Yehuda says, "Hey, Shimon, you want to go together and conquer our Nachala together?" And he says, "Sure," and that's the last you hear of Shimon. Okay, there may be a reference to him in Divrei HaYamim. But, you know, that's it. You know, like, Shimon, all the time, from the beginning of the time of the Shoftim, is basically gone. He basically merges into Yehuda. He stops existing as an entity. While Levi, even though they're scattered about, just like Yaakov Avinu told them, they still continue till this day to be an entity. And the difference is, two people could be doing the same action, but it could stem from a different part of their neshama, different part of their soul. You can have someone who joins in into the violent, radical act because he is mekaneh l'Hashem. And you can have someone who joins into the violent, radical acts because he just likes it. He connects to it. He does it for kicks. Okay, if there's any mess, if there's any balagan, if there's any, you know, excitement, he'll join in and join the bandwagon. And we see that Shimon and Levi, when they went and fought the city of Shechem, and when they were the leaders of Mechirat Yosef, they were all jealous, right? They were all leading in those things. And they argued that they did it l'shem shamayim. Yaakov Avinu says, "I don't trust you." But in this perspective of time, we see that Levi did actually do it l'shem shamayim. But you see from the Chet Baal Peor that Shimon was just more enjoyed the action. Okay, so sometimes you can have two different people doing the same actions, but it stems from somewhere completely different, and that, in the long run, in the future, right, where these people end up, and where their descendants end up, where their tradition ends up, could lead them into completely different places. Boker Tov.